Okay.
This is Chaim now. Are
you not
going to
ask us what was on the pizza?
I'm going to ask you in a minute. Okay. Chaim was born in Volozhin to his father, Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi. His father left Volozhin to become the Rav in Slutsk, and he remained in Volozhin. He married Lipsha, who was the daughter of Rav Rafael Shapiro and the granddaughter of the Netziv. And after Rav Rafael also moved to become a Rav, so Rav Chaim became Rosh Yeshiva together with the Netziv in the Yeshiva. Now Rav Chaim's derech of learning is something you should be familiar with, and we call it now the Brisker method of learning. But every halacha is analyzed and classified like a scientist, which helps Talmidei Chachamim understand the Gemara and halacha better. It's used now in all modern yeshivot, and he created a new vocabulary. Everyone can understand the Gemara better. And in 1892, after the yeshiva closed, Rav Chaim moved to Brisk, where his father was the Rav, and he took over for his father after his father passed away. He wrote a very important sefer called Chidushei Rav Chaim on the Rambam. His shiurim were also recorded in notes from his Talmidim, which is referred to as Rav Chaim stencils. You'll see sometimes a sefer quotes Hagrach stencil. That means the typed up notes of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik shiurim. Much of his Torah has been passed on by his Talmidim. He had six main students, Talmidim Mufakim. One of them was his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, father of the Rav at YU, and Rav Aron Soloveitchik. Hey, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, also known as Rav Velvol or the Brisker Rav, who moved to Yerushalayim. Rav Baruch Bar Leibowitz, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damo, and Rav Shimon Shkup. The Talmidim of these six students basically led the world of Torah Jewry for the next many years. He was renowned for his emphasis on Torah and Emet, but on his kever is written,
enlightening the Rambam.
Rav HaChesed. He is the rabbi who exemplified Chesed. And herein, because you know so much about his learning, I wanted to tell a few very quick stories about Chesed of Rav Chaim. I'm starting with one that appears in Isha Halacha. And he tells the following story. Siperli dodi Rav Meir Berlin. My uncle Rav Meir Berlin told me, Pam Shalat Rav Chaim Ish Frisk Mahi Tudat HaRav. What is it you need to be a rabbi? What's the job of a rabbi? Honor Rav Chaim v'amar litvoa el bonam shel gamudim v'azuvim lahagen al kvod aniyim v'latzil ashuk miyadoshko. You have to take care of the downtrodden. You have to take care and defend the honor of poor people. You have to help the oppressed to save them from their oppressors. The Rav says, lo ha'ora, not teaching. Lo hanhaga politi, not leading them politically. Ela hitgashmut ideali hatzedek heina amud ha'esh lo rabu marav Yisrael. The role of a rabbi is fighting for justice. Hitgashmut ideali hatzedek miloi tudat yitzira shulal adam tikun ha'olam b'machut halacha v'chidush pnei abriya. Your goal is to make sure that the world functions justly. Ein pulchan dati mo'il klum, no religious upheaval or goal. Im dine hatzedek rekaratam in chalim and dressing rangel gava. It doesn't matter how frum you are, how many wonderful mitzvot you do in the best way possible, if at the same time you have an unjust society with poor people at everybody else's mercy, and they often are at other people's mercy, and it's not working. So that is how the Rav describes in Ish Halacha the role of a rabbi that he has as a Masorah from Rav Chaim. There's a story told that in the town there was a fire and many homes were destroyed. So Rav Chaim dedicated to helping these penniless survivors, and he insisted on sleeping in the hallway of the shul in the meantime, saying, how can I sleep in my bed if there's so many who don't have a roof over their heads? And the people paid Rav Chaim to be the Rav, and it was known that you had to give the money to his wife. Because if Rav Chaim got it, it didn't make it home. He gave it to Tzedakah. But one of the very famous and noteworthy stories is Yom Kippur. One time, there was a brisk yeshiva boy who went off the derech. He became a communist. And he was accused, falsely accused, in an assassination plot against a Russian general. And Rav Chaim went to great lengths and pulled strings and had the whole congregation be Mechallel Yom Kippur. We are stopping Yom Kippur davening until you all go out and collect and raise money in order that I could pay this bribe and free this boy. This boy was not even from. And that tells you about Reb Chaim's sense of right and wrong. Reb Chaim's sense of helping somebody in need. The Rav at one of the Yahrzeit lectures in 1979, there's a Yahrzeit for his mother, Tanya. That's his wife. Sorry, in lecture in memory of his wife, he told the following story. Rav Chaim Zalman Lifshitz, who was a Rav in Brisk, had passed away. And the same day, a poor old woman died. So in Yoredeya Shin Nun Dalid Sif Aleph, it says that if a man and woman die the same day, the woman has to be buried first. So the Chevra Kedisha wanted to bury Rav Lifshitz first because he was a Chashev Rav. And the Rav, when he told the story, said they started to prepare Rav Lifshitz's body, and Rav Chaim and Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger showed up, and they started to hit the Chevra Kedisha members with canes until they started preparing the old woman's body. They kept the Chevra there until late at night, first burying the woman, and then the rabbi. I'll skip one story for the sake of time, but here's a story from Rabbi Rakefet's second volume. Rabbi Rakefet has a two-volume biography of the Rav entitled The Rav, and he has a story about Rav Chaim in the second volume. Rav Chaim once came out of his house and saw little kids having an argument. What's the problem? He was told that they're playing horse. Now, that's not a basketball game. None of them wanted to be the horse. Your goal was that you would line up and a person would bend over and they would jump on top and treat you like a horse. One kid wanted to be the driver. One kid wanted to be the passenger. No one wanted to be the horse. So Rav Chaim said, I'll be the horse. The kids put the rope around Rav Chaim and he was the horse. The story doesn't end there. The kids tied the horse to the tree. They became hungry. They went home to have a snack, leaving Rav Chaim tied to the tree. The gabbai came out, saw Rav Chaim tied to the tree. He took out a pocket knife to cut the rope. Rav Chaim told him not to, because that would sadden the kids. Instead, he advised the gabbai, go get the children and ask them to untie their horse. This is Rav Chesed. I'll do one story and then one little bit of Torah, Matim for Pesach from Rav Chaim. I think it's very Matim for now. But this story comes from a book entitled Rav Shach. Rav Shach had a story he told about Rav Chaim. He said Rav Chaim would often take a walk in his neighborhood and he wasn't necessarily wearing his Rabbanish clothing. And one time, this traveler, stranger, came off the train, was lugging a suitcase, and he asked for directions to a certain house. So Rav Chaim gave him the directions, but he had trouble understanding. So he starts to escort him. And after a few minutes, the man says, my suitcase is very heavy. Would you mind helping me carry it? So he starts carrying it and schlepping it, and he keeps talking about how exhausted he is, and he's taking full advantage of Rav Chaim helping him. And he said, I have no strength. I just came from a trip. It won't hurt you to carry it a bit further. And he makes Rav Chaim schlep his bag for him. Finally, they arrive on the street in which the house was located, and Rav Chaim points the house to him and wants to say goodbye. But he says, you already helped me this far. Why, you can't carry it another few feet? A few more yards, right up to the house. He says, until here I'm able to help you. I can't go any further. And he was adamant, and he wouldn't. The next day, the stranger's host said, would you like to meet the rabbi of the city? Extend a greeting to him. So, of course, great idea. They showed up at the rabbi's house, and the stranger saw who the rabbi was, and he became very embarrassed. The man he took advantage of, used for his personal porter, was the great Rav of Brisk. So he came to Rav Chaim to ask him mechila. So Rav Chaim said, and Rav Chaim dismissed the stranger's consternation, assuring him he had done nothing wrong. I fulfilled the mitzvah of helping a fellow Jew carrying his bags. What was wrong with that? So then he said, wait, how come you saw I didn't realize who you are, and you agreed to walk all the way to my host with me and helping me with my luggage, so why not the last few steps? He says, I should have. That would have been a greater act of chesed. But I was afraid when your host came out to greet you, he would see me accompanying you and lugging your suitcase. And if that would have happened to you, he would have given you some mussar. How can you put the rabbi to such trouble? So I decided to avoid causing you the embarrassment. Better for me to leave you a little bit for you to schlep the piece of luggage and not let you get a little bit embarrassed. Avoiding embarrassment at all costs. I think that's a great example of ish chesed. Now, one little bit of Torah, Madim for the Pesach Seder. I photocopied this chart from another Haggadah that could save your Seder, wonderfully edited. It is the Haggadah of Rav Rimon, and he describes the difference between Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim and Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim. Rav Chaim was always trying to define certain principles. We have a mitzvah to mention Mitzrayim every single day. So how is Pesach different? So there's a few differences. Each night, it's a mitzvah to remind yourself. On the Seder night, it's a mitzvah to tell your children. Each night, you have to just tell the story. On the Seder night, we tell it through questions and answers. Each night, you focus just on the outcome. We left Mitzrayim. On Seder night, we focus on the process. We were slaves. Hashem took us out. Each night, we just tell the story without props. On Pesach, we do it through Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Each night, we only mention the event. On Pesach, the goal is to mention the event to the point that you feel the need to just suddenly break out in praise, sing Hallel. Each night, we tell the story of the past. And Seder night, our goal is to try and relive it. So there are many, many more that Reb Chaim has. He says, for example... Yeah, one more minute, we're done. Okay.
בחוץ, מה עושה פה אישה? אנחנו נמצאים פה עם משפחת המצרים.